Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A 24-year-old U.S. soldier stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas, faces federal charges for allegedly sharing bomb-making instructions over social media. The FBI says the soldier also planned to travel to Ukraine to fight alongside a violent far-right group. NPR's Hanna Alam reports Smith is charged with one count of distributing information related to explosives and weapons of mass destruction.
The FBI says Private First Class Jarrett William Smith came under investigation in March after they learned he'd allegedly given bomb-making guidance on Facebook. The FBI says Smith was also in talks about going to fight with a far-right militia in Ukraine. In social media exchanges with undercover authorities, Smith allegedly gave detailed instructions on how to build explosives, including a large car bomb. The complaint says Smith said he wanted to kill members of the far-left group Antifa and also suggested attacking a major news network. When the undercover operative asked Smith for ideas about political targets in Texas, the complaint says, Smith mentioned Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke. Hanna Alam, NPR News.
A 16-year-old from Sweden commands the most visible platform today, the UN General Assembly, to shame world leaders in attendance. Climate activist Greta Thunberg spoke for her generation, scolding the powers that be for doing too little and moving too slowly to address climate change.
We will not let you get away with this. Right here, right now, is where we draw the line.
It's unclear if President Trump, who effectively withdrew the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accord, caught Thunberg's remarks. He did face reporters' questions about a phone call with the Ukrainian president this summer that's now fueling questions about whether he tried to pressure another country to investigate the son of his political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden.
It's just a Democrat witch hunt. Here we go again.
Trump appears to still be on the fence about whether to release a transcript of the call. Russia's missing a Kremlin official. Charles Main says Moscow's filed a missing person report for someone who allegedly fled the country over his work as a CIA informant.
Russia's Interior Ministry now officially lists Oleg Smolnikov as missing and the subject of a search effort. A former Kremlin aide by that name disappeared while on vacation in Europe with his family back in 2017. Multiple media reports in the U.S. and Russia, all unconfirmed, say he was in fact a CIA mole and had been extracted to the U.S. out of concerns for his safety. Those same reports say it was Smolnikov who informed the CIA about the Kremlin's alleged role in efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. elections, charges Russia has denied and President Trump has dismissed. A Kremlin spokesman has downplayed Smolnikov's access to top-level government meetings. The White House and the CIA have also called the reports of Smolnikov's spying inaccurate. For NPR News, I'm Charles Maines in Moscow.
The Dow closed up 15 points to end the day at 26,950. This is NPR. The city of Newark, New Jersey, is assuring its residents it's safe to drink the water again. Many have been relying on bottled water since early last month when the city found some of the filters it had issued were not working properly to remove lead that was leaching from aging pipes. Catherine McCabe, the state's Department of Environmental Protection commissioner, says the filters are effective if used correctly.
If you want to get that top percentage, then you should avoid running hot water through the filter and, needless to say, don't use it to wash the dishes.
The city says 97% of the temporary filters are working effectively to clean water. The mayor of Newark has vowed to replace every lead service line, which could take as long as 3 years. A state attorney in Florida is vowing today that her office will not prosecute 2 6-year-old children who were arrested and charged with misdemeanor battery. A grandmother of one of the kids says her granddaughter had a tantrum at school last week because she has a sleep disorder. And she says the school knew that could happen. Marilyn Kirkland says that instead an officer handcuffed her grandchild and took her to the Juvenile Justice Center for a mugshot and fingerprints. The Orlando Police Department says its policy mandates that the officer has to first seek a supervisor's approval before arresting any child under the age of 12. Officer Dennis Turner reportedly failed to do that. He is now suspended and under investigation. The Dow ended the day higher, 15 points at 26,950. The S&P lost a fraction of a point. NASDAQ was down 5 points. This is NPR.